This is Radio Romania International. You are listening to our one-hour broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe. We can also be heard on the internet at www.ri.ro, Channel 1. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter and other social media platforms. Our programs are also available on TuneIn, Radio Romania International 1, and via satellite Eutelsat 16A on 11,512 MHz, vertical polarization, azimuth 16 degrees east. We wish you good reception conditions.
Hello, I'm Cristina Mateescu with the news. First, the headlines. Romanian President Klaus Iohannis is attending the Special European Council in Brussels. The partnership between Romania and Qatar must be pragmatic and centered around concrete economic projects and investments, said Romanian Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu in Doha. And Romanian Defense Minister Angel Tilver met his Dutch counterpart, Kaisa Ollongren, at the 86th Air Base in Borča in southern Romania. Romania's President Klaus Iohannis is attending the Special European Council in Brussels, held on Wednesday and Thursday. According to the President's office, high on the agenda of the meeting are the prospects for a new European Competitiveness Pact and the EU's relationship with Turkey. European leaders are also expected to tackle the latest developments in the war in Ukraine, the situation in the Middle East, and the EU's future strategic agenda. Qatar is a respected security broker in the Middle East, just as Romania is a recognized stability factor in Eastern Europe, and the two states have the ability to advance their partnership to acquire a strategic component, said Romanian Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu on Wednesday in Doha. He gave a press briefing together with Qatar's Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani. Prime Minister Ciolacu said he was in Doha to send a powerful message that Romania will stand by Qatar, together with the United States and the partners in the European Union, in supporting efforts to bring peace and restore security in the Middle East. We must encourage both the State of Israel and Iran to show immediate restraint to prevent dangerous incidents, Ciolacu pointed out. He added that at a bilateral level, the partnership between Romania and Qatar must be pragmatic and centered around concrete economic projects and investments. He also announced that projects worth some 15 billion euros are being analyzed. Ciolacu also had talks with representatives of the Qatari Businessmen Association and the Qatar Investment Authority. He pointed out that Romania has a competitive edge in areas like real estate, tourism, IT and cybersecurity, the defense industry and mineral waters, all of which provide an opportunity for Qatari direct investments in the Romanian economy, leading to the development of a deeper partnership. Romanian Defense Minister Angel Tulver had talks with his Dutch counterpart Kaisa Ollongren at the 86th Air Base in Borča in southern Romania, as three more F-16 fighter jets from the Royal Dutch Air Force arrived in Romania. The aircraft is delivered to the European F-16 training center located at this Romanian airbase since November last year, and will be used to train pilots, including from Ukraine, to operate this type of fighter jet. In another development, Minister Tilver received assurances from the Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, James O'Brien, that the United States is working with Romania regarding the security risks emerging in the context of the war in Ukraine. The U.S. official also described the cooperation between Romania and Ukraine as essential for the Ukrainian people. March was the third month in a row in which Romania had the highest inflation rate in the European Union at 6.7%. According to Eurostat, the inflation rate dropped to 2.6% across the bloc. The member states with the lowest inflation rates were Lithuania with 0.4%, Finland with 0.6%, and Denmark with 0.8%. In another development, the International Monetary Fund has revised Romania's economic growth forecast for this year down to 2.8% from 3.8%. The fund has also forecast an average inflation rate of 6% and 4% next year and is expecting Romania's current account deficit to remain at 7.1% of GDP in 2024, similar to last year. The Romanian delegation to the Summer Olympic Games hosted by Paris between the 26th of July and 11th of August is tipped to win 10 medals, 2 gold, 3 silver and 5 bronze, according to a forecast by Nielsen's Grace Note and quoted by Reuters. Romania is ranked 25th in a virtual hierarchy simulated based on the number of medals, which would make it its best ranking in the last 5 editions of the Summer Olympic Games. According to Grace Note's predictions, the United States delegation is favored to dominate the Paris Games, being forecast to win 123 medals, followed by China with 89 and Great Britain with 66. Host country France is predicted to win 55 medals. 80 Romanian athletes have so far qualified for the Olympic Games in the following sports: athletics, swimming, boxing, kayaking, rowing, artistic gymnastics, rhythmic gymnastics, water polo, tennis table, wrestling and weightlifting. And that was the news.
The IMF revised downwards by 1% the estimate regarding the growth of Romania's economy this year. I'm Natomiara Simeon with details in this commentary by Daniela Budu. The International Monetary Fund revised downwards the estimates regarding the growth of the Romanian economy this year from 3.8%, as it estimated in October, to 2.8%, shows the latest report of the International Financial Institution made public on Tuesday in Washington. As regards the world economy, the International Monetary Fund announced that it would grow a little more than expected by 3.2%, but warned the central banks against reducing the reference interest rates too quickly. According to the International Financial Institution, the escalation of the conflict in the Middle East risks leading to an increase in energy and food prices. Returning to Romania, the country will register this year, the IMF estimates, an average annual inflation rate of 6% and 4% in 2024. In October, the IMF estimated for Romania an average annual inflation increase of 5.8% in 2024. Recently, the National Bank decided to maintain the monetary policy interest rate at the level of 7%, the highest in Europe. The annual inflation rate will continue to drop in the coming month, the central bank claims, at a slower pace as compared to last year and on a slightly higher trajectory than anticipated. According to the National Bank, the risks arising from the future conduct of the fiscal and revenue policy are amplified in the short term by the result of the budget execution in the first 2 months of the year, as well as by the wage dynamics in the public sector and the consequences of the new pension law. As for the current account deficit, the IMF expects it to remain at 7.1% of the GDP this year, similar to the level forecast in October and the level reported last year. For 2025, the International Financial Institution predicts a slight reduction of the indicator in Romania. Regarding the unemployment rate, the IMF estimates a level of 5.6% this year, similar to that of last year. An IMF mission was in Bucharest in January to analyze the country's economic and financial development and to review macroeconomic forecasts. The fund's mission's then consultations included numerous meetings with the Romanian authorities, and the discussions also approached the recalculation of pensions. At the end of the visit, Jan Kees Martin, who led the mission, concluded that economic growth slowed in 2023, primarily due to weaker consumption. Core and headline inflation dipped into single digits in the second half of 2023, while the monetary policy interest rate was kept cautiously on hold. Although the current account deficit remains high, it has dropped to around 7% of the GDP due to slower domestic demand and low prices for imported goods. Currently, Bucharest does not have a financing agreement running with the IMF, but the international financial institutions' representatives periodically carry out missions in all member states. Committed to the efforts to support Ukraine in the war against the Russian invasion, Romania continues to take steps towards full accession to Schengen. I am Lăcrămioara Simeon with details in this commentary by Sorin Titus Iordan. More than 2 years after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Romania continues to play a key role in international efforts to support the administration in Kyiv. From logistics and information support to the efforts made to support Ukrainian grain exports, Bucharest has proven its usefulness and value as a NATO and EU member state. Consequently, as early as 2022, Romania was placed by the Kremlin on the list of unfriendly countries, and criticism and even threats from Moscow have multiplied. In this context, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, James O'Brien, traveled to Bucharest as part of a tour that also includes visits to Bulgaria, Switzerland, and Slovenia. During the meeting he had with the Romanian Defense Minister, Angel Tulver, the American official stated that the U.S. is working with Romania regarding the security risks arising in the context of the war in Ukraine. He emphasized the cooperation in the field of aerial, maritime, and land surveillance for the detection and stopping of Russian drones that have reached the Romanian territory. O'Brien has also said that Romania has done a lot to build its own capacity in all these dimensions and appreciated the cooperation between Bucharest and Kyiv, which he said is essential for the Ukrainian people and also helps Romania be safer. The longer Ukraine can fight Russia and keep Russia occupied and Russia withdraws, the safer Romania will be. Our work with Romania is to make sure that the fight cannot expand and that Romania can well defend its territory and people against any risk of this battle coming its way, O'Brien said. In turn, the representative of the Romanian government highlighted the need to strengthen the allied presence of the NATO's entire eastern flank, and said that this aspect is imperative for the security and stability of the extended Black Sea region and beyond. Despite the tense security context, Romania has not reduced its diplomatic efforts for full accession to the Schengen area, a right that has been denied to it for years for political reasons. Starting from March 31st, both Romania and Bulgaria were included in European free travel area, only with air and maritime borders, Austria being the country that until now has prevented by veto the introduction of Schengen rules at land borders as well. In a discussion held in Bucharest with her Romanian counterpart, the German Interior Minister Nancy Faeser praised the efforts made by Romania for European solidarity in the matter of asylum as part of its effort to fully join the Schengen area. On the other hand, the Romanian Interior Minister Cătălin Predoiu has expressed his hope that the Schengen rules will be introduced at Romania's land border this year. And that was Radio Newsreel.
Time now for Hit of the Day on Radio Romania International. You're invited to listen to Alina Eremia's most recent single, I'm Not Going to Wait for You Anymore.
Ce-mi făceai? Te uitam de toate. Când mă țineai cu atâta iubire în brațe, doar tu știai să adun stelele pe cer. Acum cerul fără stele sunt doar lacrimile mele. Ce am avut noi atunci, un fel de rai pe pământ, și tot n-am fost de ajuns. Un milion de cuvinte nu n-aduc înapoi. Și cât de rece se simte distanța dintre noi.
și nu știu ce altceva să mai fac. Voi uita complet de tine, voi uita o amintire. Ce am avut noi atunci, un fel de rai pe pământ și tot n-am fost de ajuns.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Society Today.
Hello and welcome to our society feature. I am Kalinko Soyu. Every year at the beginning of March, World Obesity Day is celebrated, designed to draw attention to the increasingly common pathology. Obesity, characterized by an increase in body weight due to adipose tissue, is not only a matter of physical appearance or weight control, but represents a medical condition that can have multiple repercussions on health. It can generate or worsen cardiovascular problems, endocrine problems, joint diseases, and even some forms of cancer. Also, obesity has a significant impact on the quality of life, being able to cause a decrease in self-confidence or social stigmatization. According to existing data, globally, almost 1 billion people, meaning 1 in 7 people, suffered from obesity in 2020, and estimates show that by 2035, their number could reach 1.9 billion. As for children, those who tend to gain weight since kindergarten, uncontrolled, say specialists, tend to become obese before finishing secondary school. Among children, obesity is expected to increase by 100% between 2020 and 2035. But what is the situation in Romania? According to the National Institute of Public Health, 2 out of 100 people were diagnosed with obesity in the medical record in 2022. Regarding the new cases of the disease, also in 2022, most were registered in women and in the urban environment. However, adopting a healthy lifestyle is not easy, but not impossible either. At the individual level, the recommendations are to limit the intake of fats and sugar, to increase the consumption of fruits, vegetables, legumes, whole grains and nuts, as well as to regularly practice a physical activity of moderate intensity, a rest schedule and a lifestyle adapted to age, sex and emotional state are also needed. In short, a personalized program, as explained on Radio Romania by university lecturer Dr. Ligia Alexandrescu, an expert in nutrition.
Termenul de dietă a apărut în Grecia antică, când
the term diet appeared in ancient Greece, when the lifestyle called dieta was defined as a set of notions that involved sleep, therefore rest, hydration, food, movement, well-being. All these make up the so-called diet. When we say at this moment diet, we mean food, but not what we eat, but what we don't eat. When we talk about diet, we talk about restriction, which is totally false. If we talk about food, we have to talk about what we need, what keeps our cells healthy. And then customization is very important. The same diet doesn't work for everyone. So everything we see on the internet, the high-protein diet, or the high-carb diet, or the rice or apple diet, or other crazy things we see at the moment, all these diets are totally unbalanced. A diet that works for one person doesn't work for another. What are the criteria? There are a lot of criteria that we take into account when it comes to drawing up a food plan. I wouldn't even call it a diet, which is something restrictive. It's something you keep long enough to get into a dress, long enough to fasten your shirt or belt more easily. What is related to food is related to lifestyle. And then we come back to customization. Age, gender, the type of effort we make, the type of emotional state, genetics, current analysis updated. The discussion with the attending physician, the discussion with the nutritionist, the discussion with a sports coach, all these lead to the information for a personalized food schedule. No two diets should be the same. Just like medication, it needs to be customized. We got some more specific tips. Eating unprocessed foods, 100 steps taken after a meal, good hydration, returning to traditional cuisine with cooked meals. Ligia Alexandrescu says that when we eat food, especially in the second half of the day in large quantities and in incorrect combinations, we are aging. We don't need to have the science of nutrition. We don't need to have the science of food biochemistry even. We need to know that we have energy to consume and we need to give the body fuel, good quality gasoline. And this can be done with foods very close to nature, as little processed as possible. Buying ready-made will obviously lead to weight gain, because it has a lot of salt, contains fried ingredients, does not have the original quality of the food. There are lots of details to take into account. It all comes back to education. As the Chinese say, if you want a healthy generation, educate the population for 30 to 40 years, and then you will have a healthy generation. A rice crop is obtained from one year to another, but healthy and balanced and complete people are obtained through the education of generations. As therefore, at the collective level, education in shaping the choices that people make in terms of healthy living is essential. The Carol Davila University of Medicine and Pharmacy in Bucharest launched the Control Obesity campaign through which people will be taught to eat healthy and exercise. It will take shape this year in 8 sessions of information, awareness, and medical education. You have been listening to Society Today.
Romania, the Eastern Flank.
Welcome to Romania, the Eastern Flank, with me, Eugen Nasta. Great Britain's Royal Air Force Detachment, stationed in Romania for strengthened air police missions, has been officially welcomed as part of a ceremony hosted by the Mihail Cogălnicianu 57 Air Base in southeastern Romania. 220 British military pilots and technical staff, with 6 Eurofighter Typhoon aircrafts, in the next 4 months will carry air police missions jointly with the Romanian Air Force under NATO command. Attending the ceremony, the Ambassador of Great Britain to Romania, His Excellency Giles Matthew Portman, stated that although it has been facing extreme pressure in the vicinity of its immediate borders, Romania has continued to move F-16 fighters in a bid to cover the Allied Eastern Flank's northern airspace. The joint air police missions contribute to the enhancement of the reaction and deterrence capabilities, as well as to the strengthening of the interoperability of the Romanian Air Force and the Royal Air Force. At the Mihail Cogălnicianu Air Base in Romania, this has been the 5th rotation of the Royal Air Force. We recall previous similar missions were carried in 2017, 2018, 2021 and 2022. In a separate move, the State Secretary for the Romanian Defence Ministry's Defence, Planning and International Relations Policy, Simona Cojocaru, received the visit of the Irish Defence Ministry's Secretary-General, J.K. McCrum. As part of the visit, the first memorandum of understanding was signed between the Irish and the Romanian defence ministries on defence cooperation. Topics of mutual interest have also been broached as part of the meeting, pertaining to the security context and the international community's endeavour to strengthen peace and stability at regional and global level. We are just a couple of days away from the conclusion of the Sea Shield 24 multinational exercise organised by the Romanian naval forces. Off the Romanian Black Sea coast, on River Danube and in the Danube Delta, more than 2,200 military of 13 allied and partner states participate in training operations. The training stages focus on combating illegal activities, sea and river control, sea search and rescue operations. Also, Sea Shield 24 focused on offering assistance to a vessel in difficulty and providing security at the level of critical infrastructure. The Army's media agency has quoted the head of the Romanian Naval Forces, Vice Admiral Mihai Panaita, saying that, quote, "The scenario is focused on the training in all combat categories, which means that there are operational procedures still to be checked, to be tested, still to be developed, in the anti-submarine environment, in the environment of the surface and anti-aircraft combat, on the Black Sea and in the riparian responsibility area," end of quote. The exercise also has an inter-institutional dimension, since other structures of the national defence system are taking part in it. And that was Romania, the Eastern Flank.
Next in this program, sports.
Welcome to RRI's Sports Club with Mila Kramiara Simeon. Today we look at the first modern edition of the Olympic Games held in Athens 124 years ago, more precisely in April 1896. The opening ceremony took place on Sunday, April 5th, when both the Catholic and Orthodox Christians were celebrating Easter. The number of spectators attending the ceremony was estimated at 80,000. Competitions started on April 6th on the Olympic Stadium, which was built from scratch by the Greek authorities on the location of an ancient arena. 241 athletes from 14 countries took part in the Olympic Games. This was the largest international participation in a sports event up to that moment. In the spirit of the ancient Greek Olympic tradition, and especially at the insistence of the French Baron Pierre de Coubertin, the participation of women in the Olympic Games was forbidden. It was only in Paris in 1900 that women were allowed to compete in the Olympic Games. The first sports event held at the Athens Olympics was the 100 meters race, and the first Olympic medalist was the American Frances Lane, who ended the race in 12.20 seconds. Besides athletics, the Olympic Games in Athens also included cycling, fencing, gymnastics, shooting, swimming, tennis, weightlifting, and wrestling. The marathon race took place on April 10th on the same route, which the Athenian soldier Philippides had covered more than 2,300 years before to deliver news of the victory of the Battle of Marathon over Persia. The winner of the marathon race was the Greek athlete Spyros Louis, who thus became a national hero. The competition ended on April 15th. The first place in the nation's ranking was held by the U.S. with 11 gold medals out of a total of 20 medals won at the Olympic Games. Greece obtained 46 medals, of which 10 gold. And that's all from RRI Sports Club.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Coming up next in the program, here is Music of Romania. I'm Eugen Nasta. We have prepared for today a choice of songs from the repertoire of the late traditional music vocalist and kobza virtuoso Mihai Călușaru, who for 30 years was a member of Radio Romania's traditional music orchestra. For starters, here's one of Mihai Călușaru's favorite songs.
Vorbește lumea ca de și cum vrea și nu știu de unde vorbele ia, că de atâte vorbe câte le-am avut mă treceam din viață de le-aș fi crezut. Vorbește lumea care și cum vrea și nu știu de ce grija mi-ar purta, de ce nu mă lasă să trăiesc cum pot, ce-o avea oare cu al meu noroc. Mă vorbește lumea care și cum vrea, oare ce-ar fi vrut să împart cu ea? N-am făcut la nimeni, Doamne, niciun rău, ce-o avea oare cu sufletul meu? N-am făcut la nimeni, Doamne, niciun rău, ce-o avea oare sufletul meu.
Mihai Călușaru was the disciple of a great kobza virtuoso, Marin Cotoanță. Next stop in the program, here is a kobza piece performed by Mihai Călușaru, who is accompanied by the Ion Albeșteanu Orchestra. S-a întors cu la o vreme, neică,
și-a găsit cuicu pe mine, neică, cucu, dacă-i vremea bună, cântă-n codru de răsună.
Coming up next in the program, here is a vocalist and Kobza virtuoso Mihai Călușaru performing a ballad inspired by the peasant uprising of 1907 in Romania.
Se băteau de moarte crengile cu frunzele, apa cu malurile. Omul cu nevoile, că nu mai ia și-n căpiste de vorbă bună la muiere, nici o pinci, nici cojoc și nici paie pentru foc și nici paie pentru. Și-am plecat cu micul mare, și-am plecat cu micul mare, cu chibrite-n buzunare, să dăm foc pe la hambare, să ne răzbunăm și spurcați de ciocoi
măi. We end Music of Romania today with yet another fine song performed by vocalist and Kobza virtuoso Mihai Călușaru, who is again accompanied by the Ion Albeștean Orchestra.
Atunci când ziceam și eu că-am dat de norocul meu, a venit of nu știu cine și m-a despărțit de tine. Atunci când ziceam și eu că-am dat de norocul meu, a venit of nu știu cine și m-a despărțit de tine. Of, noroc, noroace, înapoi de te-ntoarce. Of, noroc, noroc, de te prinde la un foc. Dacă ai fi într-o grădină, te-aș smulge din rădăcină și te-aș răsădi cu drag ca pe un pui de liliac. Să crești, să dai rămurele în grădina vieții mele, să crești, să te am și eu noroc, cel norocul meu. Să crești, să dai rămurele în grădina vieții mele, să crești, să te am și eu noroc, cel norocul meu. Of, noroc, noroace, înapoi de te-ntoarce. Of, noroc, noroc, de te prinde, dau un foc. Of, noroc, noroace, înapoi de te-ntoarce. Of, noroc, noroc, de te prinde, dau un foc.
Living Romania. You are listening to Radio Romania International. Coming up next, happening in Romania.
Hello and welcome to Happening in Romania with your host today, Călin Coțoiu. Considering the present situation in the Middle East, I thought we would look at the position that historically Romania has had in Jewish history, a more important one than most people believe. Romania has a very fraught relationship with Jewish people, a very close one nonetheless, and very much unknown and misunderstood by people within and outside the country. To begin with, Jewish people have been an integral part of Romanian life for over 500 years. Ask 95% of Romanians now, they have no idea that that is a historical fact. I don't believe it's by mistake. Whitewashing Jewish history in Romania has been at least a century in the making. Ask most Romanians how many Jewish people they know, and you pretty much get crickets. Even though they might do, at least in terms of their family, their parents or grandparents. Today we will be looking at the most abysmal episode in the history of the Jewish people in this country, the Romanian Holocaust, or at least how it began. This issue has been covered before in our broadcasts along the years, but today we will take a look at official documents that cover this very important instance in history. The majority Romanian territories united in 1919, after Romania struck a deal with the Allies, who promised them unity if they win World War I. After the empires that dominated them for their documented history went the way of the dodo, the Tsarist Empire, the Ottoman Empire, and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. At that time, Romania could count the third highest population of Jewish people in the world after the fallen Tsarist Empire, followed by the freshly minted USSR and Poland. Less than 10 years later, Europe was moving steadfastly towards fascism and Nazism. For reasons that are too complicated to cover in this feature, both those far-right and intertwined movements decided that it would boost their cause if they found scapegoats for all the troubles in Europe. Oh, and the United States for that matter, where there was a sizable Nazi-sympathizing movement. And as an aside, the Nazi-sympathizing movement even had a presidential candidate in the 1930s, the celebrity pilot Charles Lindbergh, who ran on an explicitly xenophobic platform. In any case, the main group that was chosen as a scapegoat was the Jewish people. And that is because they were low-hanging fruit, because of Europe's and America's long history of anti-Semitism. That is not to say that other groups were not persecuted in Nazi Germany and massacred, like the Roma or gay people or communists. However, clearly the Jewish people bore the brunt of persecution, also because they had larger communities than the other victims and had enjoyed a more prominent role in society. And Germany is not the only case. In Romania, anti-Semitism has a long tradition. However, it was in 1938 that things really started coming to a head. Following the union of Greater Romania in 1918, considered the ultimate foundation of the modern Romanian state, the large Jewish population of Transylvania became Romanian. According to historian Radu Ioanid, quote, "Before World War I, the status of Jews in Romania was complex. Initially, anti-Semitism was not prevalent, but it began to rise in the 19th century due to economic and cultural factors influenced by the elites. In 1919, the Treaty of Versailles mandated Romania to grant citizenship to all minorities, including Jews, leading to a resurgence of anti-Semitism. The situation worsened during the dictatorship of King Karol II, particularly with laws enacted in August 1940, inspired by Nazi legislation." Unquote. More to the point, in 1938, Parliament was largely anti-Semitic, reflecting a widespread attitude among the population who had voted them in. In 1938, the government got through Parliament a law that stripped away citizenship from Jewish people, and it was enacted in 1939. That would allow the authorities to achieve their goal at that time, that of removing the Jewish population from the country altogether. At the time, Romania was not a Nazi ally, therefore it did not adopt the Nazi policy of concentration camps. However, soon after, the Romanian state used the new status of Jewish people as non-citizens to start confiscating at will their wealth and possessions. This was in line with a widely held opinion that this people was a parasite bleeding the country dry and dispossessing its mostly Christian population. This was done partially in an attempt to prove to the majority population that its leaders were looking out for them, reversing centuries of supposed economic oppression by a Jewish minority that made up no more than 8% of the population. This populist maneuver would have catastrophic consequences. In 1941, mass deportations would start. What followed is the subject for a future edition of this feature, though. The idea of a so-called Jewish problem had taken stronger roots in the 19th century. Even what is now the national poet of Romania, who was also a journalist for a time, had written essays denouncing this alleged problem in late 19th century in newspapers. This reflected widespread belief among Romanians, very much so among elites and university students. The consequences were predictable. Unfortunately, this attitude persists to this day, at least from personal observation. But that will be treated in another edition of What Is Happening in Romania.
focus on Romania. Coming up next on Radio Romania International. Simply Folk.
Welcome to Simply Folk, I'm Eugen Nastan. You're invited to listen to a traditional love song performed by the most accomplished elegiac songs vocalist from Bukovina, Mina Păslaru.
Badiță de la munte, măi badiță dragă, cu părul creațit pe frunte, măi badiță dragă. Când te văd treacând pe drum, bădișorul meu, măi, fișoarele nu mă țin, of, badiță, of, sufletul rău îmi oftează, măi badiță dragă, obraje se năbujorează, măi badiță dragă. Inima din piept se frânge, bădișorul meu, măi, capul rău mi se aprinde, of, badiță, of, sara trecând, măi badiță dragă, de la poarta mea.
And with that, our broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe has come to an end. You can listen to our next program at 20:30 hours UTC on 11975 kHz, as well as on the internet at www.rri.ro, channel 1. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write an email at engl@rri.ro. Goodbye.